אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם, הקדמת ספר
זוהר. We're studying from the book Zohar for All, the introduction to the book of Zohar, article The Heavens and the Earth, where in item 56, beginning with repentance means. You're welcome to send us questions. Selected questions about the relevant topics will be aired live. Again, Zohar for All, the introduction to the book of Zohar, article Shamayim V'aretz, the heavens and the earth, item 56, beginning with repentance means. Repentance means that through raising of man, we raise these sparks from the Klipot back to their place in Atzilut, as they were prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, we do not have the strength to sort out the Malchuts in those eight kings, because their flow is far beyond our strength. Hence, we are permitted only to sort out the 288 sparks through our repentance, which are only 9 times 32, and we are forbidden to even touch the 32 malchuts in them, which are called the stony heart. By that, Ga of Abba Ve'ima, called Inner Abba Ve'ima, were hidden, since those 32 sparks belong to them for the completion of their Ten Sefirot. And as long as they are lacking them, they have no Zivug. However, once the sorting out of all 288 sparks is completed, the stony heart will be sorted by itself, without requiring action on our part. Then it will be said, and it will remove the stony heart from your flesh. Then Inner Abba Ve'ima will obtain their Mohin, and this will be as the end of correction. However, these Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, posterior of Abba Ve'ima, cannot receive any correction by our repentance before the end of correction. Know that these angels, Aza and Azael, are Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, who were cancelled at the time of the breaking of the vessels. But prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon, they were corrected again to a great extent, and were cancelled once more after the sin of Adam HaRishon, and cannot be corrected prior to the end of correction. This is why Aza and Azael complained to the Creator about their Mohin, which they lost due to Adam's sin, since they saw that they had no hope that man would be able to correct them through his repentance.
Meaning it's the same true Achap of Abba Ve'ima that have to brings on the true light that can be received in order to bestow only at the final correction, after the stony heart will be corrected. In Abba Ve'ima, there's the ability to bring the entire light of the end of correction, but they can work only with a chap of Aliyah, which means a very thin part, like a thin line in the middle of an entire circle. That thin line is the only thing that Abba Ve'ima can fill up. And that's why there is this great complaint on behalf of these angels, Aza and Azael, that until the end of correction, there is no work to do. What work is this? What efforts are they making, all those people? And know that these angels, Aza and Azael, are Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima, who were cancelled at the time of the breaking of the vessels, but prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon, they were corrected again to a great extent. That's where the Achap, where we're working full force, were cancelled once more after the sin of Adam HaRishon, and when the zone was broken, and cannot be corrected prior to the end of correction. Meaning, only in the end of correction when the stony heart will be corrected. We should realize that the stony heart is not just a tenth part of the Malchut. It's the difference between the entire void and the thin line that reaches that central point called this world. Only this line is what we fill up until the end of correction. Here's where the point of restriction is, that's where the empty space remains, and that this is where is the general surrounding light. And only in this place there's inner light. All of the vessels that occupy this space is the stony heart. That is the true Achap. That's the real Achap. Meaning it's such a vast magnitude. Their complaint is a complaint. They're saying, what does the human being will, you know, actually do in 6,000 years? What are the efforts, you know, what do they amount to, really? There's many questions here. But we should realize that no more is demanded of us. The Creator structured creation in such a way. Well, there's many issues here, but the Creator set up creation in such a way that if you make an effort with Achap of Aliyah, you get, it's like you make 0.00001% of I don't even know how to put it, of the total that needs to be done, and in exchange you get billions of times more. Whereas the shame and all these questions arise, but eventually that's all we do. And also not all at once, which also raises a question. You know, I'm a hero if I carried a ton of metal from one place to another, but the fact that I could walk, you know, 1,000 times and just carry 10 grams at a time, then, or 10 kilograms at a time, that still makes me a hero. And that's also where the question of shame comes in. And this is what's said about the stony heart with regards to what's called the drops that fall into the great ocean and so forth. So what is the root that determines that it's enough for us to do this action with Achap de Aliyah in order to later receive the coupling of Rav Pali Makapzian and receive the entire light? Well, let's gather some more questions until we have a description of it.
Moreover, they saw that through his repentance, Adam HaRishon would drop them even lower than their degree, because the repentance should be only on the 288 sparks without touching the stony heart, which belong to the correction of the inner Abba Ve'ima, to which the Mochin of these angels relate. The whole issue of repentance and raising of man is about removing this waste, the 32 sparks, from the food, which are the 288. It follows that they bring Azen and Azael even further down by completely removing the waste, which is the stony heart, from Tekdusha. For this reason, they slandered and prevented Adam from repenting, since repentance would bring them down even lower, because those 32 sparks belong to their structure. And when the Creator saw that their slandering would weaken Adam from repenting, he told them, if you were with them, you would be worse than him. It is because Adam HaRishon did not corrupt them at all by his sin. Although they have merit and Kedusha while they are in heaven, where there is no gripping to the klipot, it is not complete wholeness, while they cannot be in this world of ours, the place of the klipot. This is why the Creator told them, you did not lose anything by Adam's sin, because you are no better than him anyway. For your merit is only because the place causes it. The Creator's speech is action. Hence they promptly fell from heaven into our earth. And once the Creator dropped them from their holy place, they went astray after the women of the world and misled the people of the world. That is, when they came to this world, they began to sort out the stony heart, which is included in the daughters of men. As it is written, and the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. This is because they did not wish to separate the waste of the stony heart and choose only the 288, but they took from whatever they chose, meaning the stony heart as well. Then they too failed with the Nukva, the wicked Lilith, and they wished to mislead the world with those evil deeds of theirs, because they did not want Adam, men, to repent, as this contradicts their root.
What's the difference between Lilith and the good Nukva? It's all about how we separate the desires that we can or with can't have an intention to bestow with or not. Let's be a bit more unified. Yes.
What did the Creator do? He saw that Aza and Azael were misleading the world. He tied them with iron chains in the mountains of darkness, because the Creator saw that if they had the strength to return to heaven after their sin, all of Adam's children would fail after them and would not be able to repent, for their dominance would be very great. Thus, although they are of a high root, he permitted the root of the klipot, called iron, as it is written, no iron tools were heard in the house while it was being built. And since this klipa was attached to them, they were tied by it as with iron chains, inside the mountains of darkness, unable to rise from there until the end of correction. This is why it was said that when they arrive at the chain of Aza and Azael, they anger them and awaken them, since once they bath in the great sea, Chochmah of Klipot, they receive the strength to bond with Aza and Azael, which are the mountains of darkness, to receive Chochmah from them. They awaken them to give them of their Chochmah. They anger them and awaken them from the awakening of Bechina Dalet, which is the Gadlut of reception called anger and vexation, as it is written, all who are greedy are angry. They leap into the mountains of darkness and think that the Creator wishes to summon them for judgments because they could not rise to their root and receive Chochmah for them due to the iron chains on them. Hence it is considered that they would jump up and fall back down, by which they made their place in the mountains of darkness deeper. And they thought that the Creator wished to renew the power of Din, judgment, over them due to their jumps to receive from their root. This is why they ceased from leaping. And yet, those two appointees swim in the great sea. That is, although they could not really give them anything, since they only jumped and fell, it was enough for the two appointees to receive Chochmah from them until they swam in the great sea. It is so because now they had strength to sail there in the sea of Chochmah of Klipa, where before they had only the strength to bathe there. The reason is that there is no action in all this matter of those high klipot. All their actions end with just a thought and a desire, because they are the forces of separation. Before they come into action, the Kedusha departs from there. Hence it is unimaginable that they will ever come into action. For this reason, in idol worship, the Creator punishes for only the thought and the desire, as it is written, to capture the house of Israel in their hearts. It is written that a man is punished for a thought of idolatry as much as for an act. Thus, the jumps of Azah and Azael were enough to receive the Chokhmah, although in truth they were given nothing.
Perhaps it seems detached, but I would say this. For us, what's relevant is that there's a problem with a person being satisfied with what he has. You hear Tzvika. We come to a certain state, and we think that, you know, I grasped something, I felt something, I got it, and then I want to develop that degree, be more knowledgeable in it, wiser, understanding. I start spreading in width, so to speak, at the same level, knowing the quotes and what relates to it, and according to the degree that I now acquired, my current mind. And I set up that state for myself, and I want to stay there. Say, I want to be a great teacher for, you know, classes, grades 1 to 5. And stay there all the time, stay on the same plateau, but really, you know, hold it firmly. Is that good? Or should I be a teacher on the 6th grade, or 7th, and so forth? If I start rising to that degree, there are different things that I need to, you know, handle, and problems to deal with, and troubles, and so forth. Who knows, you know? That's the issue. That's the problem with the klipa, because it allows you to work more where you are and so forth, anything but moving higher, further. And moving higher truly requires the upper force. Either he awakens you, pulls you, either through the group or different means. But in short, the more you know, the more you suffer. That's how it is. So this is where the problem is. They're called klipot, shells. These klipot give you sweet life, that, and it says, stay here with me. You know, you're protected, you're covered, you got what you need, you're weak, and then if you truly weaken, you're sold, and that's it. That's the issue. If the klipa would show what it truly is, how it prevents you from attainments and great fulfillments, you would fight it. The whole problem is that it comes you down, and each and every moment It's like a certain segment of every moment it grabs you. And that is by some sweetness. You know, being a bit kind of, you know, dozing off in the lesson. That's very typical. Yeah, typical work of it. Yes. Well, we move forward. Now you don't have a microphone.
Listen, I sit here and I hear the reading in the Zohar, and you feel that first the time you cross the Machsam, you can be in the stall. That's the first passage.
This segment is actually very informative. You can't work with the stony heart, with the true achab, unless we can, you know, reach it in the way that it is explained.
And that really sounds like some science fiction film where you can say you can actually do it, we're going to read it, but there is the stony heart, and there is another burial, and from there you actually leap to another state of physics that we don't even know about. Suddenly it leaps into something where we have no awareness there, we have no idea what's happening there, the stony heart. I mean,
even scientists are talking about this. They're saying that there's something that we're facing, like, say, an energetic barrier or an informative barrier, behind which there's, or beyond which there's, a totally different reality that doesn't work according to our mind. Totally different dimensions.
Even Kabbalists can't, you said once that even Kabbalists don't know what's going to happen there. There's no hint.
Where?
When you cross the stony heart, as you...
I don't know.
Look, you sketch a very interesting diagram. I want to ask about, was that diagram when we had the line, the pipe, and the empty space?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. So you said, all of our story, the whole issue of bestowal in spiritual work is that red line that you marked, right?
Right.
Now, we used to, that around it in the circle, we see all kinds of souls around it, and then there's everybody's one soul, then everything disappeared, and you just put it all together in that line, and it's unclear what happened there.
No, wait. All of this is called the vessel that was created, or the soul in its corrected form.
Nikra Adam.
In its corrected form, it's called Adam. Equals similar to the Creator.
Now I'm asking, what is it that you wrote there in that circle? You wrote a stony heart in that space. What do you mean there? What is that red line that you marked there?
The red line...
These are all the souls there?
No. The red line is the Kli that is corrected with the second restriction, or it's called Achap of Aliyah, of ascent.
So what did you write this whole space? Why did you write in the space the stone space void equals the stony heart?
Because it's an empty void.
You don't touch that? You don't touch there?
No, not touch it.
So where are all the souls that...
It's all of it is the soul. What was created is really the soul. The general Kli, the common Kli, is called the soul.
Where is that general Kli?
The entire circle, the whole thing. Figuratively, that's how we sketch it, just so it's more concrete for us to see.
So all the souls are there in that circle? That's what you mean?
In the meantime, all the souls, meaning all that we correct, that we can correct, is found within this space, meaning everything we can correct is found in this line. Everything we can correct in the meantime. What?
And later, the general end of correction, where is that?
Where?
So is the stony heart cancelled, is E4?
You see, look, in the meantime, all we correct is the line. afterwards, the entire stony heart will be corrected as well. So the question I brought up was, if this line is, say, 1%, it's not even there, but let's say it's 1%, that we do correct, and the stony heart we cannot correct, how do we later get this kli to our hands without the shame? Because the whole thing here happens because of the shame. So where is it? And he brings that question here, Baal HaSulam. It's not that I'm so smart. And he brings many more questions and how that correction even happens to us. So he explains. Okay, we'll continue. Yes, Sakoko, what?
About what you said, to be satisfied with the klipot. What does it mean in our society? When a person feels pleasant and is satisfied with the klipot that he has, and...
I didn't say to satisfy with it. The group actually awakens us to come out of it, because we're just immersed in it by ourselves. We can't do anything. Only if I'm in the group, and the group gets me warmed up and awakens me, then I can prefer the group over the klipot. And you can ask, where does the group has this power? Where does it get the power to influence me more than the power of the klipa? You hear, Niv?
What's the problem?
It can.
It can easily do it.
Why? Because the group uses the same ego that the klipa uses. And if I am in the group and they tell me the goal is just, you know, a dream, I don't care what goal, because my ego doesn't care what goal it is. Could be a spiritual goal or a corporeal goal. If they tell me that it's important, I can already work against my laziness. You see what beautiful preparation we got from the shattering of the vessels? That I can play with my ego, with my stony heart, by the environment. They can pull me towards anything, be it death even. I'll do anything. If the environment, society knows how to manipulate me, I'll do anything. It can make everything out of me. But our work is that the society, our society, can influence me only to the extent that I allow it to do so, that I sell myself to it, that I pay for it, that I integrate with them. Otherwise, it won't influence me. That's where the problem is. So, on the one hand, it's not an ordinary society. I can be in it, and I can be uninfluenced by it. We see such people. There was a guy that sat here with us for 15 years, and he wasn't influenced by the society because he didn't want to bend himself before it. On the one hand, that was just a very obvious example. But I have free choice that if I do kneel before the society and I join it, to that extent, the society influences me. And what do I acquire in such a society? The ability of free development. It all comes on my account. It's because of me. Because I nullified myself and the group influenced me, and then I emerged to spirituality. So I entered spirituality and I used the society freely. Whereas in a regular society, you're just sold to the society and you're influenced by all kinds of things and that's it. And in this case, you constantly have to nullify yourself before the society every moment. That's why in the work you do today, in broad dissemination, you're making these emotional discernments, and it's very important. Let's move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part from TASS.